Okay. Hi.
Hey. Good to talk to you again.
You too, man. How's everything?
Everything is awesome. I'll try to save the hockey talk for later, so we don't get sidetracked going down that path. Since our teams just met over the weekend, I don't want to get lost in that conversation. Let's talk about the tour we got coming up. You guys, along with, I imagine, old friends, Queensryche Origins Tour, coming back to the House of Blues Anaheim on March 27th. And kind of curious, when did Queensryche kind of come on your radar?
You mean back in the day?
Yeah. Like, how did you discover them? I mean, was it on the road?
Well, you know, what's funny is they are doing the Warning, and they are also doing the EP in its entirety.
Right.
So I think it's probably safe to say that that the EP was the first time we ever heard them, because we heard Queen of the Right, right?
Yeah.
So that's fair to say that that's when they came on our radar. This will be the second time we've toured with Queensryche, because the first time was back in 2016. So it's going to be rad. It's, you know, they're a great bunch of guys. They're an awesome band. Needless to say, the first tour show on the tour is Anaheim House of Blues. So we've been rehearsing a lot, because we're doing the Monsters of Rock cruise at the end of this week. Ah. That starts on Saturday. And we're like one of the first bands to play that. And Queensryche is on that. Oh, so nice. There's a lot of going on here. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to play the House of Blues show. And that being the first one, it's going to get everything rolling, get the ball going.
Yeah, I love what they're doing with Todd LaTorre and his voice and the new music and the old music that they're playing. He's sounding great in that role.
He's awesome. He's an amazing vocalist and a great guy. You know, Eddie and Michael are still there from the OGs. You know, it's a great band. They're just top notch musicians, and they're always fun to tour with. And we're looking forward to it. It was supposed to be the second leg of the Wasp tour that we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which that show played in Anaheim as well, the Grove. But that kind of fell through, and it was disappointing, but luckily Queensryche kind of saved us.
Yeah. I was going to touch upon that Wasp tour. I'm so pissed because I missed that Anaheim show, and I was like, okay, leg two, I'm going for sure. And then that gets canceled. But I imagine you had a good time on the first one, right?
Pardon?
I imagine you had a good time on the first run out there with Blackie.
It was awesome. It was a great tour. It was, you know, really cool that, you know, these two old school bands that started playing at the Troubadour are kind of taking it on the road all these years later. You know, people still talk about the Wasp Metallica Armored Saint tour back in 1985. That's, you know, something that the people that were there, regardless of where in the country they saw it, or in Canada, because we played in Toronto and Montreal, you know, they're just, it's something they always remember. And we were all much younger then, including us. But it was great. You know, I was really bummed that we didn't do a second leg, because we had all of these shows planned and it was going to go into all these different territories that we didn't play on the first run. But, you know, what are you going to do? Blackie had some back issues. And then by the time he was feeling better about it, he thought twice about maybe committing to that. So, like I said, Queensryche kind of saved us. We're very grateful. We love touring with them. The first tour we did with them years back was great, and this will be really awesome. And we're going to some places we haven't played in years, and some places we've never played. So it's going to be really cool. It's always, to me, it's always exciting to do that. Don't get me wrong, Anaheim will be amazing. You know, Seattle, you know, obviously the band's hometown. It's always great to play places that we have. But, you know, we haven't played in Cincinnati in a long time. So it's, Bogart's is a place that we played many times, and it's been a while. So it's always fun to go back to those places that it's been a while.
You know, talking about that Wasp tour canceling and then now this Queensryche one coming in, you guys had said initially when the Wasp tour went down, you're going to be writing new music. Where are we at in that process?
We're still doing that. We've been writing songs. We have about six songs done. We made a video recently for a song that's going to be kind of like a single. I can't really talk about it quite yet. But we made a really cool video that's going to be really out of the box for us. It's a cover song, I'll tell you that.
Ah.
And that's going to be surfacing in a couple months. And it was just something to kind of keep you know, our name out there and keep people thinking about Armored Saint. Obviously, they will be, because we're going to be doing this tour. And, you know, and there was a lot of places that we actually did not play on the Punch in the Sky record, because that record came out in 2020 during COVID. So in a sense, I know it's not new because it's 4 years old almost, but the reality is that for some people, they haven't heard End of the Attention Span live.
Right.
They haven't heard Standing on the Shoulders of Giants live. So it's going to be really fun to go out there and play those songs. And they're really killer live. They sound awesome.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that with the Queensryche tour and the set list and how many of the newer songs versus the older songs and kind of putting that together. Were you going to treat it like the tour for the album?
Well, we're doing all kinds of stuff. Like I said, we're prepping for this Monsters of Rock cruise. You know, you usually play two nights or two shows, should I say, and we're doing that. So in my opinion, you can't play the same set. That would be lame because you're probably going to be the same people seeing you. So we have about like 18 songs that we're kind of messing around with right now. And we have two different sets. Of course, there's a couple of songs that are the same. But the reality is that we have a lot of songs that we've been working on. We've been rehearsing pretty hard, maybe one of the hardest rehearsals we've had over the last few days and a couple of days more than we've ever that we've done in years. So we should be nice and tight by the time the Monsters of Rock cruise happens, which is Saturday. And then by the time we come around to Queensryche, you know, I don't think we have to do another 7 days of rehearsal, but we will refresh with a few days of rehearsal. And, you know, for me, I love messing around with the set. I love tinkering with the set. Sometimes Gonzo gets pissed at me because I'll say, we're changing it. He's like, why? We just started a groove. I'm like, we're changing it. I look at setlistfm.com, which is a great website.
Yeah.
Kind of like, oh, we play this song here, so let's change it. And, you know, I know as a fan, I don't want to see a band play the same songs all the time. It's just, it's weak. It's straight up weak is what I think. So I don't want to do the same thing either. So, you know, I'm always kind of messing around with it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. For instance, we're throwing March of the Saint in the middle of the set. We've never done that.
Oh, wow.
It's either been the opener or it's been like the closer. And so we're going to see how that works, you know. But, yeah, it's just always about experimenting.
Well, thank you. From a fan perspective, it's awesome to hear that an artist does take the time to look at old set list and try to build a different and unique set list, especially when you got so many songs you have to play, like March and Can You Deliver and everything else. You know,
we have to? Do we? Do we really have to?
Yes.
Man, I was like, we're playing Can You Deliver at rehearsal? I'm like, really? Do I have to play it here? Like, oh, no, I get it. That's funny. I mean, you know, we want to play crowd pleasers and we also want to play some deep tracks, you know, because otherwise, if you do the same set all the time, to me, it just kind of gets redundant. It gets old. And, you know, of course, it's live and you're performing. You're always... Nobody gives as much as Armored Saint. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure plenty of bands do. But we give it all, and we never mail it in. And so, but it is fun when you're playing something different because it's fresh and exciting. And I think people want to hear that. They don't want to hear the same tunes all the time.
Right.
And, I mean, we have 8 records, so there's a lot to choose from.
You know, speaking of playing live, I wanted to touch upon it. You look like you were having the time of your life a few weeks back at the House of Blues Anaheim for the Metal Allegiance show there. You look like you were just having the time of your life and having a good time up there on stage playing with all those guys and playing all those songs, the originals and the covers.
I love performing. You know, it's great. I love singing. I still feel like I can do it pretty well. You know, as long as I'm healthy, I feel like I can deliver pretty well on stage, and I still love performing live. And, you know, the Metal Allegiance thing is really cool because it's playing with different people. And, you know, God, we pull out only and we did that. Plus, we did Kill the King, which was very challenging because Ronnie, especially then on the Rainbow record, Well Live Rock and Roll, he was a young guy.
Yeah.
So, we had to modify the tuning a little bit, but I was really happy that song came out really cool. And yeah, it's always fun to perform. Yeah, it's a great thing.
And seeing everyone play Iron Maiden there at the end, that was fun too.
Well, and we didn't even rehearse that one. You know, it was pretty much a spontaneous moment. It was like me and Chuck going, I mean, I was like, well, I kind of know it, you know. I did. What's weird about that song is that the verse is the same on each verse. The lyrics on that song, the verse is the same, which is kind of weird. I'm like, how do they decide to do that? Where they're like, we like that verse. Do it again. It was weird. So, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie, there was a teleprompter, so that's certainly handy, but you know, I'm not sitting there and like just staring at it. Plus my vision sucks. So I was like, make sure the words are big. But you know, we knew at that point, we were like, we know this song. So as long as we have a little help there visually, we could pull it off. And it was cool. It was fun to do that one.
Yeah, it was fun to see everyone up on stage and kind of the big kumbaya at the end there.
It can be a mess, but it sounded pretty
Ironically, at
good.
that show, I was watching it upstairs on the balcony, went down during the middle of the show, and Joey was trying to get upstairs. Joey and his wife were trying to get upstairs and couldn't get their way upstairs. I'm like, come on.
They were being pretty militant with the passes and all that. Like even a laminate didn't get people upstairs. It was weird. I don't know how they made that choice, but House of Blues Anaheim was great. You know, the new one is awesome. We love the old one, but
Yeah.
it's gonna be a fun show playing there because Saint has never played it, so it'll be awesome. And you know, we really need to get back to the Inland Empire and play, you know, in Riverside or San
Yeah.
Bernardino. As a matter of fact, the last time I think we actually played in Riverside was with Queensryche
Oh,
at the
wow.
Memorial Hall or whatever I think it's
Riverside
called.
Municipal Auditorium?
Yeah, the auditorium there, which
Yep.
was a great gig.
Yeah.
It's actually a very nice place. It's like maybe a little too nice for metal.
John, appreciate all the time. Last couple of things I got to hit you with, man. I can't let this conversation go with it being such a big round number, the 40th anniversary of the debut Armored Saint album.
Yeah, well, you just aged me, Holmes. That's all right. I can't deny it. You know, March of the Saint was pretty much, I mean, we had the EP before that, so that definitely kind of introduced us to the world. But the first full-length record was the one that, you know, people, you know, were really exposed to Armored Saint. And you know, it's a great album. It has some great tunes. You know, we were all in the armor. We were 21 years old, not a care in the world. Our first tour, we went out and opened for Quiet Riot and Whitesnake. We were playing like Cobo Hall and, you know, Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. We played Irvine, Meadows, and you know, it was awesome. You know, look, unbeknownst to us, how the music business would change us in just a few short years. But you know what, man? It's great. You know, I love that record. And the cool thing about after 35 years, you could actually get your masters back, and we've done
Ah.
that. So Metal Blade has re-released not only that, but Delirious and Raising Fear. And you know, it's really cool. We're real fortunate, you know, with the relationship we have with Metal Blade, and just to still be doing it. You know, like, the only exception is Dave Pritchard, who lost his life back in 1990. And
Yeah.
you know, I always say if Dave was here, we'd be, you know, we'd be pulling the Maiden, you know, the Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Outlaws three guitar thing. And I wish he was, you know, but he's always there in spirit.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's the same five guys, you know. So it's pretty cool.
How often do you listen to that album? I know you've made a lot over the years about the album and the production and not loving it so much, but how after 40 years, is that still how you feel or has it changed a little bit?
I mean, I think it was a little bit too polished, even back in 1984. I mean, we were a garage band, man. I say that to this day. That's what we are, is like a garage band. And I say that with the best, you know, the most endearing of words and the meaning behind it. So, and that's what we were. So it didn't really completely represent us how we sounded live. We could even be a little sloppy, which I actually kind of like sometimes because it feels real. And in this
Yeah.
day and age where everything is programmed and everyone's doing stuff on tape, to sound live, I mean, I welcome the mistakes. Like I always say, I don't, as long as they're not major train wrecks and you're literally having to start the song over again. Hey, a little note out of tune, I sing them. You know, a little guitar solo, slightly out of tune or out of time, he does. They do them. You know, maybe the beat, you know, the tempo kind of goes up or down. Gonzo does it sometimes. It's live. We're a
Yeah.
live band. You know, we're not perfect. We're humans, and so I have no problem with that. You know, sure, March could have been definitely a little grittier. I still feel that way, but I still listen to it probably when I'm practicing for a tour.
And then is that going to affect the set list? Are you going to lean into that album a little bit more or just kind of keep it the normal spread?
Well, I don't know yet. Let me think about that. You might just have kind of reminded me about that, believe it or not, and maybe we're gonna have to pull something out of it. You know, there's always the couple that you kind of have to play.
Sure.
And then you can get a little deeper. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, Queen, especially with Queensryche leaning in on their 40th, you know, going back to those early albums that kind of all tie in together.
This is true. This is true. You're giving me some ideas.
John, I appreciate all the time. Last thing I got to hit you with, man, and it all kind of ties into this timing. We're an old school station. We do mandatory Metallica every night at 10 p.m.
Awesome.
And we've talked about it over the years and the infamous conversation with those guys. I'm curious on the timing. Was it about 40 years ago? Was Kill 'Em All already out? And was it before Ride the Lightning when they approached you to join the band?
Well, there was kind of two different times, but really it was prior to the recording of Kill 'Em All. Okay. And then maybe after Kill 'Em All, they kind of considered it a little bit again. And then, you know, it was such a jump in James's vocals from Kill 'Em All to Ride the Lightning. I mean, he really improved tremendously from that point. And then from Ride the Lightning to Master of Puppets, even more so. And then now he's just an amazing vocalist, let's face it. So there was nobody else to sing for Metallica. It's just the way it's supposed to be. It was never my destiny I feel great about the idea that they even considered me back in the day. But like I said, it just was never meant to be. It was not my fate. But if you want to play a song, you know, I'll request the Four Horsemen, because that was the one song I did when we played it with them at the Fillmore, the 30th anniversary shows. And Armored Saint actually opened, and then I came back on stage and did it. And it was really a memorable moment. So if you want to play a tune, I'll request that one.
Yeah, I'll for sure rock that one for you. And just one other quick Metallica note, just having a little musical debate, and you had kind of touched upon it. I think when you talk about Metallica and their catalog, coming up down to the greatest Metallica album ever, it kind of boils down to Ride the Lightning versus Master of Puppets. And so I've been having this debate, everyone I talk to, if you had to pick one out of the two, Ride versus Master, which one would be your numero uno?
Wow, you don't want to throw in the Black Album in there? That one's just kind of...
thrash metal albums.
Okay. you know, I love Ride the Lightning. I think it's a great record. That was when we first toured with them on the Wasp Metallica Armored Saint tour, and seeing them develop and seeing how they were just kind of affecting audiences in a very different and just superior way was amazing. I honestly believe that Master was probably the record that they perfected their style at that point. So, but you can't go wrong with either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Master, though, out of the two, I think Master is the masterpiece. I mean, the sound was tremendously better, you know, versus Ride, the songwriting. Right. You know, they had some mellow tunes, the instrumental tunes. So I kind of like that one the best. But some people like the edgier, more raw Ride the Lightning, so...
Hey, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about music. Everybody can be correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Just about taste.
Totally. Just a fun little debate. And you already picked the song, so we'll rock that one for you. Beautiful, John. Thank you so much for the time. Can't wait for that Anaheim show, man. See you out there.
All right, buddy. Let's hang out. Please, you know, say hello to me there. You're hooked up and everything for tickets and all that? And...
Yeah, I'll hit up Vinny for all that. But yeah, I would love to say hi to you, man.
Pleasure. Okay, great. Please do. And I'm sorry for the mix-up starting this interview. I got it together, finally.
So glad we got to talk, John. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll see you in Anaheim.
Or through the years. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye.
Dude, you absolutely rock. Thank you so much for checking out the entire interview. Now just hit subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, Radioactive Mike Z. My interviews in their entirety. Available on all the major platforms. TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever you're listening to right now. Just hit the subscribe button. Make sure to give me a follow on the socials as well. I'll follow you back at MikeZ967. And bro, don't miss the radio show. Now 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 KCAL Rocks in the Southern California Inland Empire area, Riverside, San Bernardino County. Always streaming on live at kcalfm.com. You, my friend, absolutely rock. Dude, you absolutely rock. Thank you so much for checking out the entire interview. Now just hit subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast, Radioactive Mike Z. My interviews in their entirety, available on all the major platforms, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, whatever you're listening to right now, just hit the subscribe button. Make sure to give me a follow on the socials as well. I'll follow you back at MikeZ967. And bro, don't miss the radio show. Now 10 p.m. to midnight on 96.7 KCAL Rocks in the Southern California Inland Empire area, Riverside, San Bernardino County. Always streaming on live at KCALFM.com. You, my friend, absolutely rock.